Thanks for listening to A Juggling Mums podcast, a podcast for all mums who need some time out, who need a little motivation, who need some new ideas, and who need to know that there are others out there dealing with the same issues as you. And thanks for joining me for this week's podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about our week, my healthy plan, my vegetable patch, sponsoring a child, my new website, and tips to get your kids to eat vegetables, and 10 reasons to read to your child. So stay tuned, we'll be right back. Join me, the Juggling Mum, each day for a 15-minute task to keep your home comfy, cozy and clean. You can find my podcast by following the links on my blog at cozycleanhouse.blogspot.com or search for A Comfy Cozy Clean House on iTunes. Katie has started to go to preschool on Fridays now, as well as her original Mondays. That extra day sure does make a difference to my week. I use my Mondays to do my groceries and other errands, and then I have my Fridays to go to Mum's group and do the things around the house that I need to get done. Things like going through the kids' toy boxes while they're not here to watch. I'm still not on track with my healthy eating, but I weighed myself yesterday and I haven't put on any weight, which is a relief. But I'm determined that this week I'm going to be good. I've worked out this week's meal plan and I went and did the groceries today and I got lots of fruit and vegetables and no junk and no Coke. I've had a few requests for my weekly meal plan, so each week I'll be letting you know what's on the menu as well as putting my recipes up on the website. So this week we're having crunchy nut chicken, mashed potato and vegetables on Monday night, tacos on Tuesday night, pasta bake, vegetables and garlic bread on Wednesday night, sweet soy sauce marinated chicken, oriental rice and salad on Thursday nights, hamburgers on Friday nights. So as you can see, our menu is pretty basic, but it's all the food that we enjoy, so it makes it easy. I bought myself a seed raising kit the other day. Basically it's a tray with little seedling trays in the bottom and a plastic cover over the top, which has got air vents in it. I've planted some lettuce seeds in it, and I haven't had much luck with seeds in the past, so I'm hoping that these ones will grow. I've also taken some lavender and gardenia cuttings, and I'm trying to grow them in the trays too, to fill up a few bare patches we've got in our front garden. We went to the local nursery on the weekend and got some bags of soil and mushroom compost and cow manure to start my new veggie patch. I realised that there's a pipe running where I wanted to make my new veggie patch, so I'm going to have to find a new spot for it. I'm thinking the best spot is probably up the back corner of the yard. It's meant to rain tonight, so hopefully the ground gets a good drenching and I'll be able to start digging tomorrow. We've been sponsoring a child through World Vision for the last year. We sponsor an 8-year-old girl from Mozambique. We receive letters from her, which is really nice, and we send her letters. The kids love getting her letters and they like to help to write to her. It's good for the kids to get an understanding of how other people live in the world. I've found a really good book which helps kids to understand about different children around the world. It's called A Child Like Me, and it's a DK book, and it's in association with UNICEF. I'll read the back cover to you. A Life Like Mine, How Children Live Around the World. All over the world, children are leading their lives in completely different and fascinating ways. Faced with many challenges, they all have one thing in common, a passion for life. DK and UNICEF combine their inspirational forces to give a remarkable insight into the lives children lead. You will meet many children in this book, each with a unique and uplifting story to tell. I've added this book to my bookshop, so if you follow the links on my website, you'll find it there. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that I'd been working on a few new projects. The first was my Comfy Cozy Clean House podcast, which is now up to its second week. And the second is my new website, www.ajugglingmum.com, is now up and running. You'll find all the links to my websites eBay business, bookshop, plus articles, and my podcast, of course. Instead of listening to my podcast from my blog, you can now listen directly from my website. It's still a work in progress and new things are being added all the time, but I hope you come and have a look at it. And that's at www.ajugglingmum.com, and I hope you come and visit soon. Stay with me, because after this short break, we're going to be back and I'll be talking about tips to get your kids to eat vegetables. Do you want to receive an email to let you know when I have a new podcast up and ready to listen to? Do you want to talk to other juggling mums? Well, join my Yahoo group. You'll find Yahoo groups at groups.yahoo.com. Type juggling mum into the search tool and you'll find our group. Or you can follow the links on my blog. Come and join us. We'd all love to hear from you. I've been doing a bit of searching and have come up with some great ways to get your kids to eat vegetables. The first way is to make a big pot of vegetable soup, puree it up, and then add some alphabet noodle shapes. With a little bit of luck, your kids will be too busy spelling words or looking for the letters in their names to notice all the vegetables that they're eating. Another way is to add some grated carrot, zucchini, and chopped up mushrooms to hamburger patties. I did this recently to bulk up a small amount of mince that I had, and the kids absolutely loved it. If you can't make them eat vegetables, make them drink it. Pour some vegetable juice over ice and add a straw, a cocktail umbrella, or a stick of celery and watch them drink it. Your kids may not get as much fibre as eating the entire vegetable, but getting them to drink their vegetables is better than not getting any vegetables at all. Offer them a plate of raw vegetables with some ranch dressing to dip it in. Many kids who don't care much for cooked vegetables will eat them up if they have some dip with them. Just grab a bag of baby carrots, some celery, snow peas and some cucumber. Arrange them on a plate with a little bit of dressing or any other dip that they like. Take it a step further and let your kids create artwork with their vegetables. Offer raw vegetables in different colours and shapes and encourage them to make a vegetable collage on their plate. Before you know it, you'll find them sampling their art supplies. Let them help themselves by putting vegetables out like a buffet. Put some lettuce, some sliced tomato, slices of cucumber, shredded carrot, mushrooms, small pieces of broccoli and anything else you can think of. Just let them choose what vegetables they'd like to have and they're more likely to eat them. Get them involved in the kitchen, especially when it comes to cooking. Ask them to wash the vegetables. If they're old enough, let them cut the vegetables up, under your supervision of course. Let them help you stir or anything else you can think of that's age appropriate. You'll be amazed at how proud they'll be with the finished product. Believe me, they'll try just about anything if they've made it. If everything else fails, hide the vegetables in other foods. Add grated zucchini and carrot to spaghetti sauce. The kids won't even notice it. Cook some carrots with your potatoes and mash them up together for some special orange mashed potato. Let me know what tips worked for you. Stay with me. After a short break, I'm going to be reading you an article called 10 Reasons to Read to Your Child. This article is called 10 Reasons to Read to Your Child by Dawn Holland, and it's from www.articleinterchange.com. We all know that learning to read is important, but as a parent, what do we do to facilitate this milestone? Reading to your child has many benefits, one of which is simply having time to snuggle together. Here are 10 reasons to read to your child. Number 1. When you read to your child, he or she will learn that reading is important to you. Therefore, reading will become important to him or her. Number 2. The more your child hears sounds, the better he or she will process these sounds into words. When a child is in preschool or kindergarten age, the listening words start to become the written word. Number 3. Reading has a calming effect on a restless or fussy baby. Who doesn't want an easy way to calm a fussy baby? Number 4. Reading is a wonderful before-bed routine. Studies have shown that a child would thrive in an atmosphere in which routines are present. Number 5. Reading will help to develop your child's imagination. Have you ever gotten lost in a good book? Your child can do the same while you're reading to him or her. Number 6. Reading will foster your child's ability to listen and pay attention. With all the problems we hear about concerning attention spans, this is a great way to avoid that. Number 7. Reading to a young child will teach him or her the correct way to hold a book and turn the pages. Number 8. Reading to your child will develop in him or her the desire to become a reader. Number 9. Teachers will thank you. Number 10. When a child is read a personalized storybook, he or she will be able to recognize his or her name in the print at an early age. Isn't it exciting to think that you can have such an effect on your child's ability to learn just by reading to him or her? You have the power to develop a lifelong joy of reading and learning in your child. Wow, just read. And as I said before, this article is from www.articleinterchange.com. Well, this brings us to the end of this week's podcast. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to me. I'd really love your feedback, so please send me an email. You can find all the links that I spoke about on this podcast at www.ajugglingmum.com. The music I used in this week's podcast is again called Fancy Pants by Colette McKendrick from the www.garageband.com website. I'm looking forward to preparing next week's podcast. Remember, if you have any ideas or questions, email them to me and I'll see if I can include them. Take care and be good.
Thank you.